Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new series we're going to be doing here on the Kyushu Jitsu World blog site. It's just going to cover a whole lot of different topics and things like that. But today I want to talk about distance learning. As you can tell by the title of this post, is distance learning real or is it bullshit? You're going to find a lot of negative comments from martial artists and masters with regards to distance learning. And I only have really one comment for them. Don't talk about what you don't know about. That's a trend that has always existed in my 33 years of martial arts that I see, is martial arts masters, grandmasters, or just students talking about things they don't know about when for some reason or another, they think that their martial arts education makes them a master of all. There's lots of things I don't know about, and I don't try to talk with authority on them. Distance learning, not everyone can do it. And the reason not everyone can do it is there's a lot of people in the world who do not have the confidence to do it, or the drive and ambition. And confidence goes with drive. If you're a confident person, then you're a person who's self-motivated and has drive. Right. And lack of confidence, the lack of self-esteem, the lack of self-worth is rampant through our world, including martial artists. Right? You see it an awful lot. I mean, the show on YouTube, Enter the Dojo, is the perfect example. Right? Master Ken is poking fun at a lot of martial arts masters. One in particular, I won't say his name, but it's artificial ego, right? And if you don't, there's an old saying, it's Henry Ford who said it, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And that is very, very true when it comes to distance learning. Back in the late 70s, I think it was 79 or 1980, I bought a Corvette. Got my first repair bill, and it was a brake job, cost me $500. Yeah, back then, that's, you know, serious cash. And I decided I was going to become an auto mechanic, having gone through school. Well, I dropped out of high school, but I was an electronics junkie. I didn't drop out because of bad marks. I dropped out because of a job offer. And I took a distance learning course for out of Montreal, Quebec on auto mechanics. Took me a year and a half. The course was quite long. You know, you'd complete the module, you'd send in the exam. If you passed the exam, you got the next one, etc. Right? I aced the thing. And in the late 80s, during some downtime I had when I was working at Chrysler, I rebuilt a car as well as the engine and the transmission, and then I bodied and painted it. I ended up selling it. I did a lot of body work, a lot of paint jobs. I did a lot of repair work on cars, all from a distance learning course. So anybody who's telling me it's not possible, and it's not the only distance learning course I've ever done either, but anybody's telling me it's not possible, I'm not listening to them. But what bothers me about people shooting their mouth off about these kind of things is they are influencing people because of their position that they have no business influencing people. My response to somebody, if I didn't believe in something, would be, I don't know, you should give it a try and you'll know for yourself, right? That's what a real teacher does. And I'll even go as far as to say, that's what a real master is like, right? It's not somebody who offers opinions on things he doesn't know. I'll give you a good example out of my own life. Back in 2003, I was at a martial arts conference in Orlando, Florida. And there was a big Krav Maga session there. And we all know the impact that Krav Maga has had on the martial arts. It's absolutely huge. I went to it, and I ended up leaving halfway through. I didn't like it. It was not for me. Somebody asked me about Krav Maga. I'm going to say, well, I really don't know enough about it. I spent 30 minutes in this session. You know, check it out. You may really like it, because it certainly is popular. Right? Krav Maga is everywhere, and but I can't offer an opinion on it because I don't know enough about it to offer an opinion on it. Okay, I'm certainly not going to badmouth it. Right? Now, comes with distance learning. What somebody with any intelligence would say is, listen, you know, distance learning is not for me, but it might work for you. Give it a shot. But everybody wants to be this watchdog for the industry, right? And nobody needs anybody else to protect them. We have laws for that. Pretty much every civilized country on the planet has some sort of a law with regards to fraud, right? And so, you know, if you're going to purchase something off of the internet, there are ways to do it by which you can make sure that you're not being taken. Now, I mean, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on everything. Join my gold program. You're not happy. Well, to join the gold program, the first month's a dollar. You want your dollar back, you got it back if you're not happy, but you will lose your access. Right? And so far, the only thing I've gotten out of those university courses is people absolutely raving about how wonderful they are, right? Which makes me very happy, and they will get better. Hey, but anyways, I'm off topic. Onto the distance learning aspect. How do you do it? How do you be successful doing it? It takes some work. And the reason it takes work is people who are in school, there's no class that teaches you how to be a good student, right? And that's where you need to start. First thing you need to do is get yourself a notepad, a legal size notepad. One of the ones you can tear the pages off, throw them away, right? Then I suggest you get a notebook as well. But as you're watching the video, as you're reading what is in the lesson, or as you're listening to the audio, make notes. Freehand cursive writing, not printing. Do not type them into OneNote. You can do that later on if you want them in OneNote. Right? The act of writing something out, pausing, going back, writing it out, stimulates the brain to remember it. There is no more effective way for anyone than doing that. Doing it in other ways, you are going to do much more work in the long run remembering it than you are if you do that. Then after you're all done the lesson, you take these notes and you write them out again freehand once more, but put them into sentences. Now you want to do that into a permanent notebook, which is great, but do it. And then at that point, if you wish to add them to OneNote for later review, by all means do so. But the act of handwriting, and now in the province of Ontario in Canada, I cannot speak of other places, they no longer teach cursive writing. But yet they think that somehow or another, they are going to produce a quality student. You're not. The educational system in Ontario is an absolute travesty. I'll give you an example of it. If a child from Romania is in grade 6, and they immigrate to Canada and are put in the school system, they'll put that child in grade 8. Right? That we're talking Eastern Europe versus Canada. That shouldn't be that way. But Canada's educational system has gone down the toilet because they do not want people to be a certain way. They want you to be a good worker. Right? That's what our educational system's for nowadays, is to produce good workers. But we need to change that. We need to teach our children how to learn. And this is one of the ways by which you do it. They have to learn to cursive write. My kids all learned that. My kids have all done very well, right? Doesn't matter if your writing's bad or not, right? So step one, do it in point form. Step two, write it out longhand. Step three, if you wish to, put it up electronically. Now, next, you need to decide what type of a learner you are. Now, for me, I could not stop there. It was not enough. So after I put it on my computer, I read it into an audio device such as I'm doing right now. I read my notes out loud, and those I put on an iPod, and I would listen to them because I learn by audio the very best. That's one of the reasons I like doing podcasts. Right? When a teacher speaks, I learn. When they show me something, I don't necessarily get it very quickly. Right? My eldest son, Kurt, is a very visual learner. And when we first brought the cane system into our school back in 2000, he got a bunch of Grandmaster Mark Shuey's videos, Cane Master, and he learned the three patterns that Grandmaster Mark has on his videos in those days. One I can't remember the name with, but there was the other one was Old Man with a Cane, and then after that was Master with a Cane. He learned each of those in a matter of hours watching them. Right. And then when Grandmaster Shuey came to town the one time and tested him, he was really quite surprised at how quickly he picked it up. But he's a visual learner. Right? I wish I was sometimes. Right? I learn by listening, and then I learn by actually doing it in the second, because you're a combination of two. Kurt being a visual learner, and then he would go and practice it, he'd watch it, he'd practice it, he'd watch it, he'd practice it. Some people, like my son Scott, are kinetic learners. They have to do it first, right? When he was a little kid, we bent him into shape to do the sidekick. Once his body felt how a sidekick was supposed to be, he never had a problem with it again. Everybody's different. So you do have to figure out what kind of a learner you are as well. But those are the basic steps to success, aside from the fact you got to do the lessons, right? Now, all of my materials assume you have some martial arts / self-defense / combat sport, whatever training. I assume you know how to throw a punch. I assume you know what a block is. I assume you know what a kick is. And there are people that do want to take pressure point classes for self-defense purposes who are not versed in martial arts. For those people, I always suggest get a hold of a good dojo and at least get the basics down, because you have to understand the movement. And I'm not here to teach somebody how to do a middle punch. That's an assumption for all of these courses, is that you can throw a punch, or you can throw a kick, or you can step out of the way of a punch, etc., etc. Anyways, that's it for the first podcast. Remember, guys and girls, always, always, always depend on yourself to learn. Don't depend on the good opinion of others, because most people are just trying to drag you down. I've been in this industry for a very long time, a very, very long time now. I may be in it much more. I have met some remarkable martial arts people, and every one of them will agree with the things I've said. And I've also met some people that I don't even want to be in a room with again, because they're just so depressing with all their negativity and all of that. Or their self-esteem so bad that they think everything they see is absolute garbage if it's not theirs. And yeah, that's a self-esteem issue. Right. Can't remember who said it to me, but it's been said many times. It's not the martial art, it's the student. Nobody has a superior anything to offer. It's only superior students, superior martial artists, right? You guys have a great day, and we'll see you next time. Ciao.